start it off, Reg.
So, Mike, it was prime number to prime number, 13 to 17. Have you ever seen a game end like that?
Never. Great question, though.
He's been working on that all morning.
That's good. Yes, that's a fine, Reg. That's a fine.
Well, let's talk about Jake. I mean, it sounds weird to say, but you take away the three picks, he didn't have a bad day. But all three of his picks seem
to be... Oh, so you're a comedian now.
He did have three touchdown passes. He completed, I don't remember what the numbers were, but 20 of 31, something like that. But, you know, the three picks seem to be kind of careless throws.
Well, sometimes it looks that way. You know, anytime you throw an interception, you know, not everybody knows what's involved. Sometimes it's protection, sometimes it's routes. There's a combination of things that go into it. The thing that we have to do better as an offense is, you know, we got to control that football. We can't turn it over, especially on the road. And we did that and still found a way to win. You know, we made some plays in the fourth quarter when we had to, and, you know, I was proud of our football team when we had to dig down and make some plays, we were able to make those plays.
Do you think winning ugly is a sign of a great team?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We've had a lot of stats a lot of times when we've lost and, you know, had a lot of points, a lot of yardage, and there's nothing like winning. You've got to find a way to win. And we didn't play very well on offense or special teams, and we still found a way to get it done, and that's a sign of some character and a good football team.
Explanation for eight of getting
10
interceptions that come on the road?
Yeah, he just throws a lot of interceptions on the road, yeah. No, I'm not sure why. I just hope that he continues that and doesn't do it at home.
Give an update on Bowl.
I really don't know yet. We'll take a look and see what they can do on Wednesday and see if they made any strides. You know, right now they're getting treatment like they always do. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Withstanding all the injuries, did you sense that some type of psychological letdown as far as it being the Oakland Raiders at all, just based on how they played offensively even in the first half?
Oh, you know, I really don't think so. I think our backups, the guys that were asked to start, I thought played extremely well. You know, defensively, we really played exceptionally well in the second half. I thought we made some plays when we had to make them. And any time, you know, you take a look at this league, you know, you're not going to play perfect every week. You're not going to have some games you play well, games you play poorly, but you got to find a way to win those games. And, you know, is it an ugly one? Sure. But, I love ugly wins, you know, as long as you win. And, you know, as we just talked about a second ago, I feel very proud of our football team, the way we fought in the fourth quarter, and we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way to get it done.
A couple weeks, Scheffler kind of got involved and maybe kind of boosted confidence for the catches, and then Pittsburgh game, he didn't really do much. You kind of look at maybe what Pittsburgh does and kind of understand that. But yesterday, you deactivated him. Can you talk about why?
Well, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, most people brought it up about, you know, about the quarterback position, but it's all positions. You know, we're going to evaluate guys on a day-by-day basis, how they do in practice, how they do in the games, and sometimes practice will weigh as heavy as game day. And part of the decisions that we make during the season are based on all those, you know, ingredients.
Did you feel he's progressing?
Yeah, I've told you what I thought of Scheffler. He's, you know, probably has Pro Bowl ability. He's a rookie. You know, there's a learning curve there. Sometimes we can dress four tight ends. Other times we can dress three tight ends, depending on what the game plan is. So if we had four tight ends, Tony would have dressed. Made a decision this week with the way Nate practiced that we'd give him the opportunity to show what he could do based on practice and what he's done. And he really stepped up and played well.
Mike, on that theme, you're 6-2. You're one of the elite teams in the league, record-wise.
7-2.
Going into this game. 6-2. You sit and
fall. I was going to say we were 7-2 too, but no, since you're a friend, you're sincere.
About leading up to the game and some of the decisions you made, Foster Sims, Mike Bell, and Scheffler both have gotten a lot of playing time. Bell is a starter for half a game, some of the games anyway. Mm-hmm. Yet you're playing around with the Russ run offense, it leads me to believe you're frustrated with your offense. How frustrated are you?
No, I'm not frustrated with the offense. I think it's based, like we've talked about before, we've got some guys that are very close at certain positions. You know, at the running back position, I'm kind of a little disappointed myself that I played Tatum Bell as much as I did. I don't, even though he says he's healthy, I don't think he's as healthy as he says he is. And you kind of, I saw that in the game. And so you kind of, as a coach, you have to, you know, go on your gut. You can't go on who's the starter or who's been the starter. You have to go based on how a guy practices and what you think is the best for the football team. And I thought bringing Damian Nash up, I wanted to see what Damian could do because he's looked good in practice. When he did play in the preseason game, he looked very good. And I thought we needed a little, you know, a guy that was healthy, a guy that was kind of biting at the bit a little bit to get his opportunity and kind of see what he could do going into the second half of the season. So we'll do things like that throughout the season. And sometimes when you have competition at certain positions, you don't know when it's going to occur, but chances are it will occur.
Is there a message at all sent to your team that they can't get complacent, not even knowing games, but in practice?
Well, I think our guys know that. You know, they see, you know, right tackle that goes to second tackle, and a guy comes up based on how he practices, and maybe a guy doesn't play as well as we think he's capable of playing in a certain game. Not that we don't believe in that player. We think competition is the best thing for guys to get the best out of people. And if you got to compete in practice, you got to compete on game day, you got a chance to get better.
So were you trying to send a message at all to your team at those moments?
I don't know. I think kind of explain where I was coming from. I don't know if that's a message. The message is we're going to play the best players.
Mike, you're going into your 10th game, and you still seem to be very unsettled at running back. Are you dissatisfied with the way the group is playing because you keep changing them around?
When you're dissatisfied, you know, with the group, it means you're not very productive with the group. You know, we're one of the top five rushing football teams in the National Football League, so we feel very good about our rushing offense. Does that mean we can't get better? No, it doesn't mean that. You know, we've got some competition there, and that may be one of the reasons why we're in the top five.
Would you like to be settled on one guy?
Pardon me?
Would you like to be settled on one guy?
Sure. Sure, you'd love to have one guy. But that doesn't mean that that's the best thing for your football team. You're going to do what the best thing for your football team is, and I think we've got a number of running backs that are, you know, very capable, that are very talented, and that may change from week by week. A lot has to do with injury. A lot has to do with what a guy does in practice based on a guy being out or a guy being sore for 2 or 3 weeks. So there's so many factors that go into it. It's just not who we feel good about that week. Who's healthy, who practices well.
Would you see danger of having the shortest vote of confidence ever with that fumble?
Those things happen. I'm just very happy that he was able to recover it. That did help his cause.
Like, what do you like about him? Because, you know, we haven't seen that much of him. What do you like from practice?
Well, you know, I think the only time you saw him live was in the Tennessee game, and he played quite well. Had a number of good runs, and got some elusiveness, some speed, some power, and didn't get a lot of action, but had 4 carries, and the 4 carries he had was pretty impressive.
But what can you do with Tatum to get him healthy? Is it going to be like this all year?
I really don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. Yeah. Sometimes it's rest, sometimes it's treatment, a combination of both. But, you know, we'll kind of evaluate that as time goes on. I've got a lot of confidence in Mike Bell. You know, Mike Bell had a couple runs that he might have been able to get more yardage on in the Pittsburgh game. But I'd say that about every running back every game. So I got a lot of confidence in Mike. He's a young player, and he'll play a lot for us before the season's over with.
Is Tatum still your starter? You said yesterday he was still playing.
Mike Bell and Scheffler, anything to them being the rookies in that your 13th game of the
calendar preseason? Yeah, it's the rookies, you know, it takes the time to feel comfortable with the system, kind of feel comfortable with yourself. It's a long season. But like I said, I got confidence in both guys, and both of them were counting on making some plays before the season's over with, and hopefully it's this weekend.
Meadows play well enough for you to keep him there if you want?
Yeah, he used to play pretty good. You know, we had a couple of silent counts where, you know, he jumped off sides a couple of times, so it's something that you don't get a chance to really work on unless it's in a situation like we had. But besides that, he played pretty good.
Was Javon getting doubled most of the day?
Sometimes. Sometimes it was double team. Sometimes it was pressure by the quarterback. Combination of things. We're going to try to get the ball to our best players. I think you guys have been around me long enough to know that. And we're going to try to do the things that give us the best chance to win. Obviously, the more times we can get the ball in his hands, the better off we are.
Coach, is there anything that you point to that has accounted for your defense's success against LT in Denver?
Well, if I did have the answer for that, I wouldn't share it with you. Is that straightforward enough?
Yeah. Any general observations you can make along those?
No, he's a great running back. Arguably the best back in the league, so you know it's a great challenge to our football team to go against a guy that's that good consistently. Anytime a team scores 42 points and a half, that's kind of unheard of. Pretty impressive.
Mike, having made the lineup changes we talked about, mm-hmm. Are you disappointed with your overall offensive execution?
Oh yeah, I was very disappointed. I mean, anytime you move the ball like we did, and you know, committed as many turnovers as we did, you know, very seldom do you win on the road. So yeah, I was disappointed in a lot of different areas. But like I said, when we had to make the plays, when everything was on the line, we seemed to step up and make those plays. But to win consistently and to play at the level that we know it's going to take to be one of the top teams, we got to play much better than we did. Well, it's a lot of people doing the right thing. You know, it was a great sell with one of our base runs, and Kyle not only made the catch, Jake made a great throw, and everybody executed very well. It was a full-out blitz, and, you know, you're hoping that these guys are going to make those plays, but it didn't surprise me at all.
In the running game the last couple weeks, is it the running backs that are struggling, or is it collective?
A little bit of everything. I mean, anytime one phase is not working like it normally does, you know, pass offense, rushing offense, it's a combination of a lot of different things.
Would you say that it's kind of obvious on Tatum, more pushing off, just we can't push off and get that first, is that
No, I'm just saying as a running back, you can see what a guy can do, what a guy does consistently over a couple of years' time. When a guy can't do that, you know, that he's hurting a little bit more than he's letting on.
You thought that putting Cecil in the tailback mix, even need him to
pull back? I'm sorry, say it again?
Any thought of putting Cecil in the tailback mix?
Yeah, Cecil's, you know, our third back going into any game. You know, he's a fullback, but he can play tailback. And you go into a game like Tatum that's could be hurt, could go down the first, second play. And whoever your second back is, you know, he's in there. And Cecil is a guy you could put in there very quickly and be very productive because he does have some great running skill.
Is the health of Johnson or maybe his ankle give you pause before doing that with Cecil because you need a fullback?
No, Kyle was fine. You know, a week ago that was true. You know, playing Pittsburgh, one of the reasons why we went in with, you know, three backs because Kyle could not push off, and to block Porter and some of those linebackers over there, you know, it's a total mismatch. A lot of times it's a total mismatch if a guy's healthy, you know, with that type of, you know, size and speed. But Kyle felt very good coming into this game, and when he did play, played well.
Won the game when you're 7-2, you're having a great season, but there's questions to answer about the offense week after week about things that have gone wrong.
Well, I don't think we've ever won, at least since I've been here, with the offense, you know, not being very productive or real productive. You know, it's always been the offense and the defense there's always been questions about. So, you know, it's a little bit different, you know. We beat Pittsburgh and we give up 500 yards and everybody's talking about how good the offense is, which is great. But, you know, that doesn't make you feel good as a coach when you give up 500 yards, even though we did have six turnovers. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you're going to play some great games. Other times you're going to play some poor games. But the bottom line is you got to find a way to win. And winning ugly is, you know, is a phrase that's been used quite often, and if you can find a way to do that, it's still special.
Is this offense one of the most up and down in your tenure here, do you think? I mean, in terms of not sustaining things for a long time?
Well, I think you go back and you can look at the stats. We're not as productive as we'd like to be, but this is not the end of the season. We want to play our best football, hopefully in the second half. We've still got a bunch of games to go. We've got a lot of talent. We've got some guys that pick up their game to get to where we need to get, and hopefully we'll do that.
Do you think it's more execution than talent? Do you feel like you have players in place? It's just execution.
Execution. Guys bringing up their game. You know, anytime you lose a tackle, you know, you got a guy like Eric Pierre's got to play better. And then he's probably capable of playing. Our wrestler guys got to pick their game up. You know, you get some injuries here and there, you got to pick up your game.
Did you feel better if you sat in the defensive room more?
Well, that's what I usually do. The offense isn't doing well, and I feel better doing that.
Cheer yourself up a little bit.
Yeah, cheer myself up a little bit. Defense this week and offense that week. And
is there, I mean, you can talk about the running game. How much concern is there that you have two new tackles in there? I mean, you mentioned Pierce and Almeida. I mean, is that difficult to get?
Well, we've got one new tackle really in there. The other one we made by choice. And I'm not saying I'm giving up on George Foster, because George Foster is one of the most talented players I've been around. And we just got to get him playing at a little bit higher level. And if he does that, then he'll be right in the mix again. And we can evaluate that on a day-to-day basis based on practice.
George said yesterday that he kind of was a little perplexed at the move. I mean, not angry, you know, a little frustrated, but he said normally if he wasn't doing something well in practice, it would be immediately addressed. So when it wasn't, he felt like he was doing okay. And then to be benched, he just didn't understand it.
Well, I can say this. What I do is I sit down with everybody before I make any of the decisions. We sit down and we have a lengthy conversation. So usually after that conversation, people feel at least they know where I'm coming from. They may not agree with it, but they know where I'm coming from and what I expect.
With Mike Bell and George, is it more of a, you said he weighed practice and games. Is it more of a practice issue with those two guys?
Well, I'm not going to go into detail. I'm just telling you that we're going to play the best players, and it's based on practice. It's based on game day, and you know that's, you know, something that stays within the confines, obviously, of our meeting rooms. But when we do make a decision on who's going to start, who'd be second team, it's based on practice. It's based on game day and what we think's the best interest of the team.
Got any new injuries?
Pardon me?
Any new injuries?
Stephen Alexander had a sore wrist. Came out a few plays during the game. Other than that, some minor bumps and bruises. I don't think anything will keep anybody out.
Ian didn't do anything at all last week. He didn't practice anything at all. Did you talk to Al Davis while you were out there?
No, I did not. I did not. I was really disappointed. He didn't, you know, stop by and at least say hello to me before the game started. But maybe next time.
Maybe Colin Powell or somebody could sit down with the two of you and kind of work out a deal so you can finally get your money back.
Man, you're really trying to set me up, aren't you, Reg? Really trying to set me. You're doing a good job. Colin Paul probably be able to do that.
After looking at it, did you think Chris Carr's deal was a penalty?
Oh, there's no question it was a penalty. I mean, it's like somebody tackling us. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, the guy's got out of bounds, got pushed out of bounds, ran at least 10 yards down the sideline. That was a blatant penalty. It's like somebody tackling somebody rushing the passer. You know, that's part of the game.
Are we surprised to see it called, though? I mean, that's one of the rare penalties.
No, it happens all the time. You can't do it. The reason why you don't see it is because guys don't do it. When they do it, they get a penalty.
I know he mentioned LT, but just in a general sense, the way the Chargers are playing, the way you guys are playing, what do you think about this game, the matchup?
It's a great game. You know, San Diego's playing exceptionally well in offense, defense, and special teams. And probably playing as well as anybody in the National Football League, so it's a great challenge to our team. Take a look where they're ranked offensively, defensively, and special teams. You can't get much higher than that, you know, collectively. And so they are playing exceptionally well.
Do you have a sense that they would be this good? I mean, everybody kind of didn't know about Rivers coming in this year and how that would all work.
Well, obviously, anybody had any questions about the quarterback position, they don't have it anymore. He's playing as, you know, as good as you can play.
If Marty's so conservative, why do they leave the league in scoring?
Good question. Good question. Good question.
Do you have an answer?
I never thought he was conservative. He just wins games.